What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Small Ball Podcast. All right, today I'm recording the trailer episode for the show just to introduce you to myself, why I'm starting the podcast, what kind of things we're going to be doing, what kind of things we're going to be talking about. So first and foremost, my name is Madison Foster. I live in Westfield, Indiana with my wife and my two beautiful boys. And as far as baseball goes, I played at Olivet Nazarene University up in Bourbonnais, Illinois. And my freshman through junior season, pretty decent seasons by all standards, nothing crazy. Senior year, I broke out a little bit and was fortunate enough to win the conference player of the year in the Chicagoland Collegiate Athletic Conference. Had a really good year, both pitching and hitting. So it was a fun time, but kind of want to zoom in a little bit on Olivet, and not the school per se, but the fact that they're in the NAIA. And the reason I named this the Small Ball Podcast is because I want to zoom in more on the NAIA and get more exposure for NAIA baseball for honestly a couple of different reasons. So one was, I played in and I loved the NAIA. I just thought it was really high quality baseball, and it was a league I was not really exposed to until I went through the recruiting process. All I knew of was the NCAA. So really want to highlight NAIA baseball. And the second and main reason is I want to help eliminate the D1 or bust mentality among high school athletes. So, of course, if you're fortunate enough to go Division I, then why would you not? I mean, if the school fits, if they really want you, if the financial situation makes sense, why would you not do that? Of course. But for the vast majority of high school baseball players that want to play at the next level, I just think that the smaller divisions, so D2, D3, NAIA, I feel like they're not sold enough to these kids. And unfortunately, I do think that I'm seeing that a lot amongst the parents. And this, we'll save this for another episode because this is just the trailer. But I do right now see a lot of kids not being shown or supported when it comes to smaller school baseball. So really want to get rid of that stigma that it's D1 or bust when it comes to getting to the next level, partially because I understand it's high quality baseball and I had a great time doing it. And I want other kids that want to play, that want to keep playing ball after high school, I want them to continue to live out their dreams. And at least they'll have a shot at having, worst case scenario, they're going to have fun for 4 more years. It might not lead to a professional contract or something, but they get to keep playing the sport they love, get to keep grinding, get to keep, hanging out with the bros playing baseball. So the backstory on my recruiting process, how I got involved with an NAIA school. So going through recruiting, I was a good ball player in high school, had pretty good travel stats. And so, of course, I thought I was going to play Division I baseball. But the older I got in my high school career, the more that it became apparent that wasn't going to be the case. I wasn't very big. I wasn't really fast. I wasn't slow, but I wasn't fast. I had some doubles power, but I wasn't really hitting the ball at the ballpark that much. I had a good arm. I was low 80s lefty, and but nothing above average. I was an above average high school player, but looking back, I don't think my traits that I had translated to the D1 level. So I think it became apparent that that was going to be the case. And so I started exploring other options, thinking that they were beneath me. I was kind of a douchebag, honestly, thinking, well, I'm better than this school. But we'd had a connection with Olivet Nazarene. So I finally agreed, not even with the coach, I agreed with one of the school administrators that knew my dad, that I would go on a visit. So I went up there not wanting to like the school. And I visited, went out and watched one of the fall practices, did a private workout for the coach and the grad assistant at the time. And everything went pretty well. Loved the campus. They took us on a little, the visit that we went on, the group I was with, we went up to Chicago, had some deep dish pizza. It was great. And then the next day was a Sunday, and Coach Reed called me and offered me, I won't say how much he offered me, but instantly in my head I knew. But I told him I'd get back to him, talked to my parents for about 10 minutes, called Coach Reed back, said, I'm in, let's do it. So that's how I ended up at Olivet. And I'm really glad I did that. Met my wife there. So that's how I ended up there. But the moral of that story is, had I been so tone deaf to my own traits that I really did stick with the D1 or bust, I would have either ended up not playing, or I would have walked on somewhere. And not that walking on is bad, but who the heck knows what my prospects of playing would be. I went to Olivet and I dang near started every game in 4 years. Like my freshman year, I started 28 games. We had a really senior heavy team, but I started pitching wise. I started in the midweek games. And then on the weekends, I would start in right field or DH here and there. I struggled a little bit towards the end of the year, but like I said, we'll get into some of those finer details later on. But I played for 4 years. I got to play and not sit the bench, not feel like I was never going to have a shot. Got to get after it, got to play in the summers in some really good summer leagues. Like, it was a great time, and I'm so happy that I ended up doing that. And I want more kids to understand how much fun it was to play at the lower levels just because I didn't get to play at the level I wanted to. Of course, if I would have received an offer to a D1 school, I probably would have took it, but I didn't. And so I want to continue to spread this message to young kids that this is serious baseball, and I want to continue to build NAIA baseball because it helped me have a chance to play for 4 more years. It helped me have a chance to get drafted. I didn't get drafted, but I would have had no chance of getting drafted had I sat on my hands and not done anything. So that's my message. That's what the podcast is going to be for. We're hopefully going to be having a lot of NAIA coaches, administrators, athletic directors, and basically anyone that's interested in talking NAIA baseball is welcome on the podcast. So, with that being said, I'm going to end it here. I hope you guys will all continue to listen. And thanks for listening to the trailer episode of the Small Ball Podcast.